Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a word. Amen. You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another. And pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
We want to thank you for your mercy and your abundance of promises fulfilled. We ask for you to take our hand and lead us in the ways you best see fit, and fill our hearts with the kindness you bestowed upon us. As you are impartial, please help us to treat all as equal, whether faced with fortune or adversity. Please allow all that we do while on this earth bring nothing but praise and glory to your name. Amen, amen, and amen.
I worship.
Father in heaven, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. We choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you placed in our hearts. We trust you today with everything that we are. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word this evening. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection, and I pray that you are enjoying our Thankful Thursday and for our inspirational music. To God be the glory.
My heart and soul and mind. worship the Lord with me, somebody. Forever we love you. Forever we live to worship you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus.
I live for you. I come to worship you. My heart, my soul, I bring to worship
Praise be to God. In Psalm 62 and 8 in the NIV says, trust in him at all times, you people, pour out your hearts to him. For God, Elohim, is our refuge. Machaz Lanu. Elohim, Machaz Lanu means our God, God, our refuge. You are my refuge. I praise you because you are trustworthy. I praise you for keeping my heart safe with you. I adore you because you provided a place where I can go when the storms of life toss me here and there. Some people brag about the things they own, and they look to their own hands for their protection. Other people boast in their abilities or their wit to keep them safe. Yet I boast in you. I boast in your name, Elohim, Machaz Lanu, because in you I will rise and stand upright despite what life sends me. You are my refuge. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
You might be in a place in your life where all you see is the color gray, and the future looks dark and dreary. It's just like a dark cloud came over the earth and covered the land with fog. But there's one thing I want you to know. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And it was good. Let me tell you about it.
There were many times in my life when I felt like I was all by myself, and I needed an answer from the Lord. There were many times when I had nobody to turn to, but the Lord. So I decided to give him a try. I had to call on him.
Call on him.
Pleaded with the Lord to heal.
Call on him.
Down on my knees, I called on him. Hey.
Call on him.
All of a sudden, I heard a voice singing deep down inside. Trials and tribulations, and your heavy laden burden. Jesus said, cast your cares upon me, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You might feel like you're being tried, just trying to stand the test of time. But let me tell you one thing. The God I serve is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power of his riches and glory that work in us. All you have to do is make Jesus Lord of your life. Come on, let's pray about it. All you gotta do is call on him.
Call on him.
Sometimes you gotta call on him. Hey!
Call on him.
Pleading, Lord, we'll hear your cry.
Call on him.
You gotta call him. Wake deep down inside. He's saying,
all right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, In the Way You Hear. Praise God. In Isaiah 58 and 9 says, You will call and the Lord will answer. Do you ever fear that as you are seeking God, you may not be able to hear him? If so, remember, God has spoken to people at different times with various methods and in diverse manners throughout history, Hebrews 1 and 1. Think about it. God communicated to Moses from a burning bush, which not only caught Moses' attention, but also showed him God could do the miraculous in Exodus 3. Likewise, the Father spoke to Joseph through dreams in Genesis 37, 5 through 9. To Elijah in the sound of a gentle blowing, 1 Kings 19 and 12. And to Joshua through the mighty captain of the host of the Lord in Joshua 5 and 14. He spoke to each one in a special way, according to whom he was speaking to and what he was revealing. He is not limited in how he communicates his plans to us either. The God who knit us together in our mother's womb knows the best way to get our attention and declare his will to us. The Father knows what we can handle, what we are prepared to hear, and the best way to reveal it to us. Therefore, do not fear a failure to hear. Rather, rejoice in his ability to speak. Amen. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, I am so grateful that you speak to me in the way I can hear. I rejoice in your loving kindness to me. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message for this evening, In the Way You Hear. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word. So you don't want to miss this word tonight. Tune in at 7 p.m. and 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I'm going to play a selection by Apostle R.D. Wiggins, In the Presence of His Grace. Hallelujah.
I can't complain. taking it easy. Papa's gone on to paradise, smiling down on me. So many people just trying to make ends meet, hoping and praying to try to live happy and free. Come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling, and I'm gonna give the Lord his day, and everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. A heated conversation, me and my baby, with sometimes debate. Life has but few guarantees. Sweet love and a good cup of coffee. Grown children don't seem to think life can slip away. No time to listen to what this old man has to say. Oh, you see the world is changing, and it's moving, moving at the speed of light. I'm just trying, trying to make a difference. Everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. Come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling. I'm gonna give the Lord his day, and everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. Oh yeah, in the presence of his grace. The presence of his grace.
God, our refuge. I don't always run to you when I should, particularly when I feel vulnerable. I turn instead to things I can see to help me, or I turn to things that will distract me rather than going where I know I am safe, and that is to you. You are my strong tower, my refuge. Forgive me for not always acknowledging or taking advantage of all that you are and all that you want to be in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's realize this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and He knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what. The problem may be,
He's in control
and He knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say like the best of people.
Best of
come on, lift them up again.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live.
In Him I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may
be. Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live.
In Him I live.
If you believe that, sing this with us. Let the people. Come on, lift Him up.
Oh, lift Him up. Rejoice.
And shout unto Him.
And shout unto
Him. The ones you call
Him. We have all but to triumph. And we know we will rule in the end.
Say it again. Lift the feet.
Oh, lift Him up. Rejoice.
Come on, someone shout.
Put
the voice of triumph in us.
We have all but to triumph. And we know we will rule in the end.
He dwells in the midst of His people. So God, as we lift your name, we lift you high in all the earth. Let's do it together, all of the sinners, all over the world.
Lift Him up.
Come on, sing it.
Lift Him up.
Lift Him up.
Lift Him up.
Higher and higher.
Higher and higher.
Come on, so good are you.
Lift Him up.
That don't mind singing it.
Lift Him up.
Come on, sing it. Lift Him up.
Lift Him up.
Come on, sing it.
Lift Him up.
Come on, this is easy.
Higher and higher.
Yeah.
Praise be to God. And again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. And at this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting. Praise be to God.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Many things, you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread. And down from glory, many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy
God, what a beautiful way to end our sweet hour of prayer. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. And I want to welcome each and every one of you to led by God's Christian Ministry. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise God. It's in your hands.
Woo! I tell you, these past couple of Thursdays, what is going on? It is pouring down, raining, thundering. Oh, my goodness. But look. I knew it was going to rain, right? So I thought it was going to rain a little bit later, cloud, you know. But it started raining when I came upstairs to finish studying. I said, uh-oh, what is that? And then I heard, you know, a little thundering. I said, oh. Look, and hurried up and copied that word and printed it out. Because what's the first thing that happens? When that thundering and lightning hit, your computer shuts down.
Oh, no.
I said, oh, not today. Not today. I clicked on print.
Yes, praise the Lord.
I got the backup, honey. I told that thing to print it on out. Because I know when it gets like that, you turn around, you ain't got no lights, you ain't got no computer. Then the lights might stay on, but the computer always goes off.
Wow.
I said, thank you, God.
You guys have some terrible storms there.
Yeah, right now it's like, grrr, you know, like that. It's okay, because I got all the flashlights sitting on my little desk. And I got my little printout, honey. My goodness, all I got to do is read the word. The rest of it is what? Coming from the heart. So it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Truly, I know that when I hear that song, it messes me up. Because I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God for every day that he keeps me here.
Amen.
I am grateful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to be at one point, you're like, you know, this is life. This is what happens. But then when you start getting grandkids and all that, you're like, oh, I want to teach them this, I want to teach them that, I want to show them this. And so you start valuing your life just a little bit more than you used to.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing all the dumb, stupid things you used to do, being more cautious, huh? Not paralyzed, just cautious, right? Some people think being cautious means paralyzed. If you are cautious to the point that you're not doing anything, then you are paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, my goodness, if you are paralyzed, it simply means that you are operating in fear, which God did not give us. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God.
Praise be to
God. He didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
So when you see that you don't want to go outside because you're scared this is going to happen, you don't want to go over here because you're scared this is going to happen, you don't want to scared. And if you're that scared, you're paralyzed. And if you're paralyzed, you don't realize that you're operating in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And the God that we serve did not give us that. No, I'm cautious, but I keep it moving. Yeah, I don't let it stop me. I keep going. And even when I'm scared, I'm doing like I used to laugh at my little Corey. Because Corey, he would be scared to do stuff. He's like 7 years old. He was scared when he'd go, a man's got to do what a man's got to do. And I look at him and go, you ain't no man. Boy. And he's looking at us on, a man's got to do what a man's got to do. Where did you get that? You're not no man. You're 7, boy. Now, look, why did he say that? Because he was looking at the wall at you know, one of those amusement parks. He was looking at the wall, And he wanted to say that he climbed the wall, but he was too scared to do it. Mm. So then he looks back at me. He said, Mommy, I'm going to go. I said, no, Corey, I don't think this is a good idea. You know, his dad is like, if he want to go, let him go. I said, no, Corey, I'm looking at the wall. I'm going, I don't know if this is a good idea. He looks at me. He goes, Mommy, a man's got to do what a man's got to do. Really?
Really?
Well, where the man at? Because you ain't him, your little three-point self. And he goes to the wall, and I really wanted to just grab my face and said, oh, you will not climb this wall. But I didn't want to put that on him.
No.
And even though I was not operating in the fact that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and sound, I wasn't operating in that. I was just being a mom. And
that's
even
right.
though I was just being a mom, I was looking at my baby going, but I didn't want to give him that fear. Because when kids are young, they're fearless. They don't really know the depth of what they're facing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're more likely to take it on than adults will. So I didn't want him to grow up all scary to do stuff. So I let him do it. Oh, my God, I must have dug my nails all the way inside my hand.
Mm.
And I looked at him. He's going up. And he was doing good. You know, he was like 3'5" or something. He wasn't very tall. And he just kept climbing and climbing. I said, oh, he got this. And he was like 2 seconds from the top, and he got to the top. I was like, yes, but I didn't say nothing, right? Because I know once he hears my voice, he's going to look at me, and then he's going to go crazy. So I didn't say nothing. I was like, yes. Dude turns around and looks down. They told
me, no.
Do not look down. But when he got to the top, he looked down and he started screaming. He said, I want to get down, Mommy! I want to get down. And so what the guys are on the other side with the little things on them that they'll swing over to him and grab him and take him on down.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Even though he was scared and he wanted to get down, he didn't want the man to carry him down. Because when the guy swung over to him, he said, no, I just want to get down. But he wanted to get down on his own.
Yes.
Because in his mind, oh, my goodness, this is good right here. In his mind, if that man would have carried him down, then he would have had to go back up and get over his fear of coming down.
Yeah.
So he like, I'm not going to do this again. I'm not taking this test. He told the dude, he said, no, I just want to get down. So the man said, okay, just, you know, take your feet and back up until you get to the ground. And he was backing up. He's like, Mommy, but that's okay. He kept it moving.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So God is watching us. Even when something scares us, don't let it paralyze you to the point you are not moving in your fear. Keep
Amen.
It moving even with your fear. Because eventually, guess what? The fear is going to go away.
Because
halfway down, he forgot he was scared. He just kept coming.
Okay.
And he started saying to Mommy. And when he got to the bottom, he's like, Ma, I need a drink. I said, a what? He said, I need a Coke. Oh, bless his heart.
Rephrase
the old man, I'm trying to say. He said, I want a Coke. Because he knows that we didn't allow them to drink Coke. Cokes were strong back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So we didn't let them drink it. You know, we'll give him an orange soda or green. He said, I need a Coke. No, he didn't need a Coke. He was using that as an excuse to get the Coke that he's not able to get normally.
Right.
So he figured, I climbed that wall. You need to give me a Coke, Mom.
Reverse psychology.
look, he drank that Coke as soon as he took the first thing. He said, because a Coke back then, it was really a Coke.
Yes.
So when you drink it, it kind of your chest, you get a brain freeze, everything. You're like, And then he was so little, he took that first step. He tried to hurry up. He's like, I said, oh, no, you need a Coke. It took him a little while, but he eventually finished the soda. Don't let fear paralyze you.
That's
even
right.
Though you're scared. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Even though you're scared, the devil doesn't know you're scared. He's mm-hmm. watching to see what you're going to do next. That's how he's going to know whether or not this thing has scared you. If he see you continuously moving, even in that thing, he's going to assume that the thing he threw your way did not scare you. But it did. You just keep operating in it, so he'll think that you're not scared.
Mm-hmm.
But you really are.
Yes.
You know, when I used to be on the praise team, and I'm getting ready to get into this word because it's good. When I used to be on the praise team, I was nervous because I knew I couldn't sing. I knew I couldn't sing, but I wanted to sing so bad. Oh, my God.
Oh.
I just wanted to get up with them because they looked like they was having such fun up there. So I wanted to get up there, too. But when I got up there, I was so nervous because I was saying, the choir director, for some reason, it could be 20, 30 people up there. They will always point out the one that can't sing. And I said,
yes.
How do you know who it is?
Because you're not blending.
Those choir directors, their ears are so sensitive. All you got to do is miss one note, and they'll know exactly where that note came from.
Absolutely.
So I'd be up there scared, but couldn't miss my opportunity to sing. Because I figured one day they're going to find me out and they're going to kick me out. So every chance that I had to sing with them, I had to sing because I didn't know if I was going to get to sing again. So I was up there, and I was all nervous, sweating, and everybody singing all loud. I said, I can sing out loud. Just sing lower than them. But I'll still sing out loud, and that's what I did. I was singing out loud, but lower than them.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you couldn't really hear me. You couldn't really hear me with all their voices. But I was nervous, but I kept going. And that's what we have to do. Even when you're nervous, keep going. Because when Satan sees that whatever he's thrown your way has no effect on you, he's going to leave you alone with that thing. He'll try something else.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't even realize you haven't even overcome that. It just looks like you have.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
That's how you got to deal with the devil, right? Because he's a spirit. So the only thing he can do is wait to see how we react to whatever he's done to us. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, come
right.
on now. That's good mm-hmm. stuff.
Yes, it
and
is.
And if he sees that it bothers you, he'll keep throwing that same thing at you. Keep throwing. Mm. And even though I know all of this, there are times when I go, oh, I don't want this. I don't like this. And I don't know why I'm doing it because he's listening going, she don't want that. Give her that right there that she don't want. And he'll give me. And I go, oh, God, I don't want this. I don't like it. I don't like it. And every time I said it, it keeps coming and coming and coming. You would have thought I would have learned by now.
Mm-hmm.
No. I still say, I don't want that. I don't like it. But the only difference is now I know how to handle it.
Amen.
It keeps coming, but now I know how to handle it. Yeah. It don't mess me up like it used to. Come on now.
Praise God.
Precious
Praise
and Heavenly
God.
Father, just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank
you
for your
God.
Loving kindness, your mercy, your grace, oh God. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Thank you, God, for never giving up on any one of us, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Father, only you know us. We don't even know ourselves, but you know us, God, and you continue to love on us. And for that, we are forever grateful. We are so thankful, God, that you are not a man that you would just give up on us. You are not a man that you should lie. You said, I will be with you from now until the end of the end of time. And we are so forever grateful. Every time we turn around, we see you.
Yes, Father.
We see you in everything that's happening around us, God. When we wake up in the morning, we see you. When we come and get out of our bed, we see you. When we walk outside of our house, we see you. First of all, we have a house. So we have to see you. You have provided this roof over our head. You have provided us with life, health, and strength one more time. You woke us up this morning. Thank you, God. We see you. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. I'm going to get out of your way, oh God, and allow you to use me as a vessel to deliver your word, oh God.
Yes.
We're looking for some to be lifted up today, some to be encouraged, and all to be blessed, oh God. And then you and only you will get the glory. You, we honor you. We are listening to this thunder, but we thank you anyhow, God.
Yes,
Woo!
Lord.
That you reached out and told me to go ahead and print it out. Thank you, God. Thank you. We love you. We honor you. We adore you. Have your way right now with this word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. God be the glory.
Thank God for all of you that continue to get on this line. I give honor and glory to God for your support. You didn't have to give up your time to get on this line, but I thank you that you trust the God in me that is worth your time to get on the line. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you guys. Here we go. Yes. We are coming from, old and new. We are coming from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 30 and 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 30 and 31. And then we're going all the way in the back of your Bible to the book of James. James chapter 5, verses 13 through 17. James chapter 5, verses 13 through 17. Here we go. Isaiah 40, 30 and 31 says, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Excuse me. But those who wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. My goodness. James 5, 13 through 17 says, is any one of you suffering? He should pray. Is anyone cheerful? He should sing praises. If any one of you sick, he should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Thank you, God. Oh, God, I love you. So that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man has great power to prevail. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years.
Wow.
My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. I love this because it lets us, look at all that snap, crackle, pop behind me. It lets us know that before I get into that, let me give y'all the title. The title is Just Pray Faithfully. just pray faithfully. I love Isaiah because Isaiah starts out with saying, even young people grow weary and get tired, or they get tired and grow weary, and young men stumble and fall. I love it because it lets you know, don't think because you're a little bit older, you're a little bit stronger in your legs, come on now, you're a little bit more mature, don't think that you're not going to get tired and grow weary. You are. Because he didn't say, young man, da-da-da-da-da. He said, even means that you too are going to get weary and tired.
That's right.
Yeah. He's just letting you know, young people get tired and weary, you know, and they young and they feelers and they running and they doing all this stuff, but they still get tired.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do.
And when they doing, when they constantly doing the best they can, they grow weary. You know how I know? I'm going to use my grandson today. He'll go, oh, Grandma, look at me. Grandma, look at me. Meemaw, look at me. Nana, look at me. Now, he's talking to the same person. He's just calling all the names because I'm looking at him. Right? So he's trying to get my attention. Now when he's exhausted all of the grandma names, he'll go, Meemaw, look at me. Meemaw, look at me. Ha-ha, ha-ha. He'll exhaust all the grandma names. Right? And then all of a sudden, Stephen, who really didn't hear him, he'll go, oh, yeah, I see you, man. Go ahead. And then, you know, he'll start going. And then he'll turn around and he'll see Stephen done walked off and not looking at him anymore. Just throw that bike down and get off and go do something else.
Aww.
Why? Because even though he just learned how to ride his bike, he wants someone to pay attention because he thinks he's doing good. So because he's doing good, he feels like you ought to be watching me because I'm doing good. I can ride on a bike. And when you don't pay him any attention in his goodness, he throws the bike down and he goes someplace else. You know what that means? He's gone weary in well-doing.
Yes.
He was doing well because he learned how to ride with anybody holding on to the bike. Right? Now he's doing tricks. He's standing up on the bike. Look at me. Look at me. Because he believes it's a good thing. He wants you to see him doing whatever he's doing that he believes is good.
Amen.
And we're the same way.
Mm-mm.
All of us are the same way. When we're doing good, we want to get noticed. We want recognition. We want someone to see that we've done good. Yeah, because it means something when you know someone else looked and said, whoa, look at you. So guess what? We definitely want God to see us. Oh, we get to showing out. We get to showing out when we just see somebody and they look like they ain't got nothing. We give them something to eat. Oh, our chest is poked out because you just gave something to someone who didn't have nothing to eat. Or you look at somebody and say, you need a ride? And they say, if you don't mind it, and you give them a ride, your chest is poked out. But when that offering plate is coming around in the church and you don't want to give up your McDonald's money or your Zaxby's money, your chest ain't poked out no more. Now your hand is in the air with one thing in the air. Excuse me, I got to go to the bathroom. No, you don't. You don't want to pay those tithes and offering. Come on now.
Okay.
If you want God to see you, then you need to be aware that he sees every part of you.
That's right.
Everything you do, the good, the bad, the ugly, the nice, the not so nice, he sees and hears it all.
Amen.
Okay? You don't get to pick and choose. Oh, God, can you see me now?
Mm.
And then when you don't want him to see, you think you're hiding. Who are you hiding from?
Can't hide from God.
Because my thing is, think you're hiding from God. That's like trying to hide from your shadow. You ever seen your shadow on the ground?
Yes.
And you running all around trying to get rid of the shadow, and the shadow's running with you. And you think, okay, if I duck behind this car, then my shadow ain't going to be there. And you duck behind the car, and you say, ha-ha, I got rid of this shadow. And you step out, and the shadow's still there. You say, what's going on? The only thing that happened is the shadow went under the car because now there's no sun. So when you step back out, there go the shadow.
Okay.
Come on now. It doesn't matter where we go. God can see us.
Yes, he can.
And he knows. That's why he has it in his word to let us know. Even young people are going to grow tired and weary. Yeah, there's going to come a time when you're going to grow tired and weary, because later on he says, come to me, all ye that are heavy laden. When you're tired and weary like that, come to me. I'm going to give you rest.
Amen.
Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. And then later on, if you go a little bit further back in the Bible, he says, don't grow weary in well-doing.
That's
keep doing what you're doing.
Keep doing. Yes, praise God.
And even though man or woman is not recognizing what you're doing, keep doing it. I see you. But I don't need to see you, because I know you.
That's
right. I don't need to see what you're doing. I know what you will do.
Amen.
You need to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, because sometimes God let us see ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you're thinking, oh, okay, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, nobody knows. God will let you see your own self doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He has let me see so many things, and I'm going, oh, my God, I don't know why they keep saying that. I'm not like that. And then he'll let me see, and I go, oh, wow, I'm really like that, you know? So so he's going to let us see, because he don't need to see us. He knows us.
That's right. He does.
He needs us to see us, because you will not change until you see what you're doing. If you don't see it, you're going to keep on doing it, because you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Yes,
my goodness, glory to God.
Mm-mm-mm.
He said, whether you're young or you're old, you're going to get tired and you're going to grow weary, but I have the answer. Okay?
Yep.
If you are tired, get some rest. That's all that is, because when you don't have no rest, you get to acting all crazy. I know I do. When I'm tired, I get to acting the fool. And I don't mean to. It's just I'm so tired. Like, ow! I just start screaming. Because I just get tired. And that's me fighting off, trying to fight off being tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ah! You know, and I don't even know what happens to me when I get tired. People have seen me. Okay, this is case in point. People have seen me when I eat too much sweets, what it does to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, God, who gave that girl sugar? I'm like, no, I had no sugar. You know, and I'm just running. I didn't even know I'd have had 12 donuts. And I'm just off the Richter scale. Sometimes I've gotten on Block Talk Radio, and I'm still having an effect from eating donuts through the day. And they go, Pastor Kathy, did you have sweets today? And I go, why are you sitting here? What's going on with that? You know, and I'm just going crazy. They go, oh, Lord. Well, okay, let's ride on out with her, because she ain't going to stop. So that's how I get when I've had too many sweets. Imagine how I get when my body is all tired. And I want to lay down, but I can't lay down. And so, I'm just now going the other way. And
wow.
He says, young men stumble and fall. Now, hear this in the spirit. He says, young men stumble and fall. Guess what? In the churches with the old school mothers, if you are not their age, they don't care if you 1 year younger than them, 2 years younger than them. They will always say, come here, young man. Come here, young lady.
Yes, yes.
Right? And you're going, I thought we was all the same age. No, if you are not their age, they are going to say, come here, young man. Come here, young lady. You know? And so I love it because he says, young men will stumble and fall. Mm-hmm. You know what that means? Not young in your age. Young in maturity. He could care less how old you are. Because if he can use a 17-year-old to run a nation, come on now. He don't care about your age. When he says young men can stumble and fall, he's talking about your level of maturity.
Yes.
You're young in the fact that you are not mature yet.
That's right.
And because you are not mature yet, you are operating without wisdom. And when you operate without wisdom, you are going to stumble and you are going to fall. Yeah. Wisdom says, if your mother say, don't go across that street, I just came through today over there shooting and doing all kind of stuff, don't y'all go down that block. And then she's, I'm telling you, I just came through there. And she go in the house. And you look around, she in the house now. Now you're going to take your happy butt on the same block she said, don't go down. And they're shooting and everything. And when you get over there, now you're ducking, you're scared. You're about to kill yourself because you can't even run that fast to get away from the bullet. Wisdom would have told you, she just went down there. She let us know what's on that street. Don't go down there if you want to protect yourself. But when you're not operating in wisdom because you're young and stupid, guess what? You're going, well, I can't go down there. You heard what she said. It's dangerous over there. They're shooting. But you're so young, I'm going down there. I want to see. And the next thing you see yourself running like a fool trying to get away from that block because bullets don't got no names on them.
They sure don't.
You see what I'm saying? So when you're young, immature, you are not operating in wisdom most of the time. Because when you operate in wisdom, you are no longer a young man or a young woman.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? Because now you've taken a hold. You're embracing wisdom. Wisdom speaks out to all of us. Wisdom tries to protect us from our own selves. Yeah. And so now, so we see all this, right? He says, but the ones that wait upon the Lord will have their strength renewed. They will mount up with wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. You know what that means? My goodness, glory to God. He said, whoever trusts in the Lord, you're going to find your strength, right?
Yes.
You're going to soar like an eagle. How are you going to find your strength? Because if you're trusting in God, then you know that any minute now, God is going to show up and you are already protected. Did you hear what I said? Any minute now, God is going to show up, but you are already protected. Come on now. Even before you see God do anything, he's already on the scene doing it.
That's right. He's already.
So when you look at that, oh, yeah, I know God is with me. I see him now. I see him because you see somebody coming that's going to protect you. He said, I see God. He sent somebody. Guess what? God was already there.
That's right. He goes ahead of us.
He was always there.
Mm-hmm.
Before you saw his hand move, his hand was already moving.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
When you think about it, if you see three rocks coming at you, there were really 15. God has already protected you from the other 12.
Okay. Yes,
come
he
on
has.
Now. And you say, well, if he protected me from 12, why didn't he protect me from 15? Because he has to let things happen so that your faith will increase. You will learn to trust him more.
Yes, yes.
If you never go through anything, your trust will not be where it needs to be.
That's right.
what will happen is, if my mother always does things for me to keep me guarded, I will always look for my mother to shield me. So I won't learn how to deal with life. I start running. And the reason why I know, because I used to do this, I was so crazy. I'd be calling my mother, Ma, da-da-da-da-da. My mother would be laughing on the other end of the phone. I said, Ma, what should I do? What should I do? And she's telling me, she's going, girl, what is wrong with you? So what she's saying is, did I not teach you, huh, how to take care of yourself? How to do da-da-da-da? No, Ma, you taught me how to cook. You taught me how to clean. You taught me how to do those things. Now, I got this wild West Indian on the other side. Oh, yeah, he taught you. So now I done gained strength. Because this little wild West Indian, he looking at you saying, I ain't going to always be there. And don't even bother to call me. Say, what? You my daddy. You're not going to help yourself. But if you want to live to see 13, you're going to start protecting your own self.
Okay.
You're like, wow, he crazy. No, he ain't crazy, because we learn real quick to start throwing some blows. Why? Because he's not always good. Every time I turned around, I was calling my dad. Oh, look at them, they're trying to get me. My father said, okay, enough is enough. She's 12 now. She ought to know better. He said, all you have to do, and this was the craziest thing I could ever have thought of. He said, all you have to do, look around the crowd, find the roughest, toughest kid there. All you got to do is take one out. You ain't got to worry about the rest of them. Take the toughest one out, after that, everybody else going to leave you alone. I said, if that ain't the craziest thing, I can't take them out, so how am I going to take out the toughest one? That man said, muster up all your strength and just run like a crazy person right into that person. And the rest of them going to think you're so crazy, they're going to take off running. I said, well, I don't know about this. I don't know about this. I don't know about this. But I tell you what, you get your head beat in a couple of times, you start learning. I can do it. I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who stresses me. Woo, Lord God.
Yes,
you learn real quick that you can do it. The only reason you can't do it is because you told yourself you can't.
That's right.
You can.
Yeah.
You can. And guess what? Satan is nothing but a bully. That's all he is. Hello? He has no power. That's why he got to plant these things in your mind and let you get so scared that you think he's powerful when he really has no power, but you've given it to him because you got scared and you don't want to make no moves. And so now he's paralyzed you and you think, Satan is just, he's after me. Y'all pray for me. Satan trying to take you down. Satan looking at you going, how am I going to take her down? I ain't God.
He ain't got no power.
All I did was plant a thought in her head. That's all.
That's it.
But I'll take the credit. Come on now.
We give him too much credit.
We giving him too much credit for no reason.
Yes. Exactly.
Now, I got to get into the good part right here because my time is almost up. It says, is any one of you suffering, pray. If you cheerful, sing songs of praises. If you know someone that's sick, call the elders to pray over him and anoint him in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith, you've got to believe that God is going to do it. No matter when he shows up, you're believing he's going to do it. And it says the prayers offered in faith will restore the one who's sick. The Lord will raise him up. Why? Because you have faith to believe that God could do it, regardless of how long it took him to do it. Now watch this. It says, if he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so you may be healed. Did you hear what it says? It says if someone's sick, pray. You cheerful, sing. Okay, if you know someone is sick, pray for them.
Pray for them. That's right.
Pray in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Pray believing that the prayer you offered up to God has already been answered.
Amen.
And that's what's going to do it. It says he's going to be healed, and even if he sinned, his sins are going to be forgiven. Why? Because God is saying, he's saying, I need y'all to understand the power of prayer. I need you to understand why in my word it says pray without ceasing. Without ceasing means you don't walk around all day long, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God. No, pray without ceasing means develop a lifestyle of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Be in the habit of praying for things.
Amen.
Even if you're just doing a prayer of thank you, Lord, I thank you, my goodness,
thank
God.
You.
Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you,
yes.
Oh God, I have a sound mind.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you for watching over my children, oh God. Thank you.
Yes,
for putting
Lord.
Food on our table. Thank you, God. That's a prayer of thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. That's right.
Because guess
you,
what?
God.
Every now and then, God wants to know that you're thankful for all that he's done.
That is true.
Yeah. When the 10 lepers went, and they went, he said, show yourself to the priest. And they went, show themselves. And on the way, showing themselves, they got healed. One turned around and ran back and said, thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. He said, wait a minute. Wasn't there 10 of you?
Mm.
But only one came back. So that
one.
Lets us know God is waiting for us to say thank you.
Yes, yes.
Don't take things for granted that God does for you. Thank him for doing it.
That's right. Yep.
Oh,
my
goodness. Thankfulness. Reverence to God. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. Now, here's the closing. He says, if someone has sinned, pray for each other that they may be healed.
Yes.
Do you hear what it says? It does not say, you see somebody in sin, run tell Bill, you know Kath over there messing around with that dude, and you know she married. You know Peter over there stealing, and you know he ain't had no money when he went in that store. You know, no, it says pray for them that they may be healed from that sickness to do whatever it is that they're doing. We need to understand that's not your moment to go gossip. That's your moment to pray. If God has let you see what they're doing, it's because he wants you to pray for them.
Yes, yes.
Prayers of the righteous avail as much. Come on now. That's what the word says. So
that's
what
right.
He's saying, he's saying, what you don't understand is the power of prayer. The prayer of the righteous man has great power, and you will come out victorious.
Yes.
It does not matter how long you got to wait for God to do whatever he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Wait on him.
Yeah.
Tell yourself, when you pray for something and you don't see it, and Lord knows, I pray for things all the time, and I got to wait, and I got to wait. And I don't know if you have the kind of relationship I have with God. Guess what? After the third time, when I go back to God, and I try to be sneaky. I say, oh, Lord, thank you for doing da-da-da-da-da. I done changed the prayer from asking to thanking.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Your relationship with God, he lets me know. It ain't coming no time soon.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, Kathy, how do you know? Because I can look and see that this person was going to do it, and God stopped them from doing it because he said, no, I didn't tell y'all to do that for her. No, I got this. When I'm ready for her to have it, I'll release you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell when God has stopped someone from blessing me because their whole tone says, I'm getting ready to do this for you. And then I turn around and it's not done. And I'm going, what the world? And now I can't even find them. It's not because they're hiding. It's because God doesn't want them to do it.
Right.
Because it's still in his timing. It's still in God's timing.
Everything.
Yeah. Because why? I am producing something in Kathy while she's going through. I am producing something in you while you're going through. I'm teaching you to pray faithfully Praying faithfully means that whether it happens right now or in 2 years, you are still trusting God, knowing that it's going to get done.
Yes.
That's what he's telling us. God says, what is with all these microwave prayers? You pray one day, the next day, if it don't happen, oh, God ain't trying to help me. Where's God? He don't hear. No, he hears you. What did the angel Daniel, when he got to Daniel, the angel looked at Daniel and said, we heard you the first time you started praying.
Yes.
The angel said, I was detained on my way to get to you. But it didn't stop Daniel from praying. He kept on praying.
Yep. And that's what
it didn't stop Daniel from believing. He kept on believing. When God said, just pray faithfully, you got to continuously believe that I'm going to do it. I'm going to get you what you need when you need it. But you don't know when you need it. You think you need it right now. God said, oh, my goodness, you don't need it right now.
Mm.
But when you actually need it, I'm going to make sure you have it.
That's right. It's right on time.
We've got to wait on God.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to learn to wait. We trust him. That's what praying faithfully means. You trust that God is going to do it, and you wait on him to do it.
Amen.
But now don't get it twisted. It doesn't mean everything you ask for, God is going to give you everything you ask for. No, that's not what it means. It means that he's going to give you an answer every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of whether it's the answer you was looking for or the answer he thinks you need. You will get an answer.
Amen.
Okay. Yes. Sometimes it's yes and sometimes it's no. But he still answers you.
Amen.
And those are the times when he says pray faithfully, that means, Kathy, if I don't give you what you just asked for in that prayer, I want you to continue to pray, continue to trust me, to know that I will never, ever, ever see you do without what you need.
That's
I will
right.
always make sure you have it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means. Develop a lifestyle. Discipline yourself to pray consistently. Not just when you need stuff. Pray when you don't need anything. In fact, here's a kicker. Start praying for someone else.
Amen. That's
you
right.
want to see God move mightily? Start. Ooh. Look at Job.
Yes, Lord.
Job was going through, The next thing I know, it says, when Job started praying for his friends,
yes,
everything was restored to him. Mm-hmm. Stop thinking about you. God's got you.
Mm-hmm.
You said that prayer. He heard you going about your business because now you can trust it's going to be answered.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Now look at someone else. See their need and start praying for them. If they in sin, start praying for them that God can heal them, deliver them from that thing that they're doing.
Yes.
Don't talk about them. Don't gossip. Pray and trust in the God that you pray to.
Mm-mm. Yes, my
That's
Lord.
That's it. It's time for us to start praying faithfully, believing that it's going to be done. Trusting God no matter how long you wait. You go to the ER, you wait for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours.
Whew.
So that doctor calls you so
that.
You can get that medicine so you can be healed.
Yeah.
And trust, it seems like the same thing. When you go to God, you go into the ER, and you've got to wait until the doctor gives you what you need.
Yes.
Well, don't leave. You don't leave the ER, do you? Because you're hurting so bad. You're like, just give me some medicine. Just give me something. And so you stay there and you wait on God. He's going to renew your strength. He's going to mount up your wings like eagles. Because why? Because you trusted him. And then guess what? Even though you might have been waiting 2 days or 2 years, it's going to seem like it was just a couple of minutes when God does come through.
Amen.
Because he's already renewed your strength. So you don't feel weary or tired because he's been renewing your strength. Why? Because he knew you could not endure the waiting period on your own.
That's right.
But you've got to show him that you are praying faithfully, that you're going to trust him no matter how long it takes for your prayers to come through. You continuously stay there with God. Stay in prayer. Don't keep praying for the same thing over and over and over. Nope. Pray for someone else. Pray about something else. Start thanking God. Move on. But God says develop a lifestyle of praying. Amen.
Amen.
That's how you get and keep his attention. In Jesus' name, God bless you guys.
Amen. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Praise be to God. Was that thunder I heard, Pastor Kathy?
Oh, yeah, you heard it, sister.
All right. it's mighty powerful. Well, we want to thank our guests online. God bless you, Pastor Stephen. How were you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word this evening?
Amen. I bless God. Can you hear me, Evangelist Shelter?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I bless God for being on the line tonight to hear a wonderful, wonderful word. Just pray faithfully. And, you know, as I sit and listen to that word, you know, and it's true. It's exactly how Pastor Kathy preached it. We gotta know what we know, what we know. We gotta know that we have a relationship with God. We gotta trust that whatever God says he's gonna do, he's gonna do it. And we can't, like Pastor Kathy said, we can't grow weary in way of doing. You know, we just got to keep our strength up. We gotta continue to pray for each other, pray for ourselves, and just continue to follow up that, listen, you know, that saying in the Bible, look towards the hill from which our help is coming from. That's what we got to do. Just never look down. Always look up. Amen. And I just thank Pastor Kathy for another great word tonight. And like she said, the blessings comes in God's timing and not ours. That's one thing we got to learn. Amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Right. God bless you, Pastor Stephen. Thank you so much for that remark. We want to thank 980-417. God bless you. How were you this evening? And do you have a comment on how you enjoyed the word?
Now, you know what my spirit is saying, he ain't going to say nothing. He's right there going, you know I'm on this line.
And we want to thank our caller 619-559 for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. So at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we come into a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, Evangelist Hilda, I'm finding on a daily basis, the more I start doing what God has called me to do, the more he's renewing things.
Amen.
He's giving me a fresh name, a fresh word, a new ounce of zeal. And I'm like, whoa. I know, because now that I'm telling you, God is horned. Today I was writing down three words at one time. I was jumping from page to page. I said, what's this word for? This for another day. And I'm going, these don't tie in. It's three separate sermons. That's
wow.
How fast he's speaking to me now. Yeah, because why? He's renewing my strength. He's renewing that. He said, she's back. She's back.
Yes.
And now I can start releasing things to her there.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And
welcome
thank
back.
God. I thank
welcome
God.
Back.
Because I'm telling you, it was a long, terrible, terrible, lonely trip, you know.
Yes.
And I had to keep fighting through. And even though I got on the line and I prayed and did the sermon, it wasn't the same because I was trying to pull it out.
Right.
And you keep going, you keep going, you keep going. You press your way through. And after a while, you go, whoa, that wasn't even a press. It just came on out. That was because he's renewing your strength. The more you continuously trust him that he's going to deliver, he's going to renew your strength.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's what he's been doing for me, and I'm so grateful because I don't like getting into that dark place.
Who knows?
It's too difficult to come out of, and you know you're in there alone because don't nobody want to be around darkness.
No, absolutely not.
I'll see you later. I'll call you later. They don't call. They don't come around because they don't want to be around that dark place.
No. That's true.
Because you're crashing on my happiness.
Exactly.
So we thank God for that. All of you out there, you've got to get to that place where you pray and you trust God. Even for your own salvation, you are trusting God that he has created in you a clean heart. And he's going to renew a right spirit within you. You've just got to allow him to do it. Yeah. Be patient. God, all this dirt didn't get on you in one day.
That's right.
So God has got to take it off you little by little by little until it's all gone and you're walking in his likeness. Thank you. You look and you say, Father God, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins, oh God. I believe that Jesus came and died on that cross for my sins. And I want you, Lord God, to come into my life so I can make you my Lord and Savior again and again and again. Lead and guide me in the way you would have me to go.
Yes.
Father God, that I may be found pleasing in your sight. And after you pray that prayer, ask him to lead and guide you to a good household of faith.
Yes.
So you can grow into the knowledge of who he is. So you can start walking in wisdom.
Oh, thank you, God.
Right? You don't have to be young and stumbling here and there and everywhere. No, now you can walk in wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in that wisdom, you see the traps that the enemy sets to make you fall, and you'll learn to step them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because God is with you, and he'll give you the strength to step over the traps.
Yes,
that the enemy
will.
Has set for you.
Mm-hmm.
Precious and Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you tonight for your word, oh God. Your sweet, sweet reminder that lets us know we have to develop a lifestyle of prayer. Don't just pray here and there when we need something, but develop a lifestyle. Discipline yourself that some kind of prayer goes forth every day, even if it's a prayer of thanksgiving. Just having a conversation with God. Thank you, God, for this day. Father, thank you for leading me this way. Thank you, God, for your word. Father, I'm so grateful that you love me the way you do. Talk to him on a consistent basis. That's how you develop a relationship. We are so grateful for all that you've done, doing, and are going to do, oh God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We ask that everyone that was under the sound of my voice or will hear this later on, that you will continue, Father God, to give them revelation knowledge. Make your word plain and clear that transformation can take place. We thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you. In Jesus' name we continue to pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Evangelist Hilda.
God bless you. Love you guys. Have a wonderful evening.
Bless you guys. Love you.
Have a good
week. Yeah, let me get out of this storm.
Yes, please. And on that note, we are out.